bringing us to the time of the morning. We talk heart matters, and we're talking to Shona Sani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. She is the nutrition team leader, and we're talking about week two of Heart Awareness Month. Shona Sani, good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to the listeners. How are you?
Very, very well, thanks. And, you know, spring has sprung and, you know, we're getting ready to get into the next season.
Yes, we are getting ready and it's a little bit hot already.
Indeed, indeed. But talking about Heart Awareness Month and we're moving into week two, if you could please remind our listeners about the Heart and Stroke Foundation SA's Heart Awareness Month campaign and what the specific theme for this week is.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa Heart Awareness Month campaign, it is a month-long initiative in September where we aim to raise awareness about cardiovascular disease in South Africa. So as cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death globally and locally, it can often be prevented through early detection, behavioral changes, and timely medical intervention. So the campaign educates communities. We also empower individuals to manage their heart health and advocates for healthier environment, as well as equitable access to care. Mm. So through our outreach activity, health risk screening, educational event, and media engagement, the Heart Awareness Month unites healthcare professional, community leaders, policymakers, and the public to promote heart health across South Africa. As you have asked, this week, as we have mentioned before, that each week we will be having a specific theme. Mm. So this week we are focusing on cardiothoracic intervention, which is a complex and a dynamic field that's transforming the treatment of heart and lung disease through pioneering surgical techniques and innovative patient care.
And you used a big word there, cardiothoracic surgery. What, when is it, and when is it usually considered? What is it, and when is it usually considered?
A cardiothoracic intervention or surgery, it is a complex and a specialized field that treats disease of the heart, lung, and thorax. They typically considered when conditions cannot be managed with medication or less invasive procedure alone. So these surgeries, it includes conditions like a severe blockage in the heart arteries, damaged heart valve, birth defects of the heart, as well as serious conditions of the lungs and chest. So what happens in the cardiothoracic surgery, because there is a blockage in the heart valves, so what they do is that the cardiothoracic surgeons, they take a patient for an operation, which include coronary artery bypass grafting, heart valve repair, lung cancer surgery, esophageal surgery, and even heart transplant, as well as intervention like coronary angioplasty stenting and transmyocardial revascularization.
Okay.
So by targeting the heart and thoracic cavity, this procedure, they aim to diagnose and treat conditions that I've mentioned, like heart failure, as well as valve heart disease, ultimately restoring the blood flow in the body, alleviating chest pain, as well as improving heart conditions to enhance the patient outcome and quality of life. So also these surgeries, they also include open heart surgery, as well as an advanced minimal invasive technique, such as a robotic assisted operations, which are utilized to perform these complex procedures with precision and improved patient outcome.
And Shona Sani, why is it essential to raise awareness about cardiothoracic interventions during Heart Awareness Month?
It's important to raise about cardiothoracic interventions during this month because it highlights the life-saving surgeries available for serious heart and lung conditions. While prevention is a key when it comes to heart disease, many patients, they need advanced procedure like bypass surgery, valve repair, or even transplant. So educating the public helps to promote early diagnosis, timely referrals, organ donation, as well as an access to specialized care, which all of these can save the patient's life.
Mm. And how do patients navigate the healthcare system for cardiovascular care in South Africa? You know, how do you get to that point?
In this journey, the patient care, the patient usually begins with a primary healthcare provider, such as your general practitioner or a clinic nurse, who will conduct a comprehensive initial assessment. So this assessment, it includes vital sign checks like your BP, your glucose, your cholesterol. They also do medical history review as well as diagnostic tests like blood pressure monitoring, electrocardiograms, and blood work. So if the results indicate that there is a potential heart issue, the patient is then referred to a cardiologist for a specialized evaluation and diagnostic test. So the cardiologist may perform or other additional tests such as angiograms, echocardiograms, or stress tests to confirm the diagnosis and develop a treatment plan. So if surgical intervention is necessary, the cardiologist will then refer patients to a cardiothoracic surgeon who will assess the patient's suitability for a surgery as well as discuss treatment option. So throughout this journey, the patient healthcare team works together to ensure a seamless and coordinated care pathway where they provide timely and specialized treatment to achieve the best possible outcome for the patient.
Mm-hmm. And what role do cardiothoracic surgeons play in managing cardiovascular disease?
The cardiothoracic surgeon, they play an important role in managing cardiovascular disease by performing complex surgeries such as coronary artery bypass grafting, heart valve repair or replacement, heart transplant, or aortic aneurysm repair. So the cardiothoracic surgeon, they also work closely with multidisciplinary team to develop accurate diagnosis and treatment plans. They also lead surgical teams as well as ensure patient safety during procedure. Additionally, also they provide preoperative and postoperative care by educating patients and family about conditions as well as treatment options. And they also stay updated with advancement in the field to improve patient outcomes. So by both combining the surgical expertise with collaborative care, cardiothoracic surgeons often significantly contribute to treating a cardiovascular disease as well as improve patients' quality care.
And Shonisani, South Africa has been at the forefront of heart care, but how has South Africa's cardiothoracic surgery landscape evolved since the first heart transplant, and what challenges remain?
And given that South Africa historically achievement as the site of world first heart transplant, as you have mentioned, in 1967, led by Dr. Christine Barnard at Grootegeluk Hospital, one would expect that South Africa to be a global leader in heart transplant as well as cardiac surgery. Heart transplant specialized treatment options in the remain largely inaccessible in South Africa as well as many other low and middle income countries due to an inadequate healthcare infrastructure, a severe shortage of skilled cardiothoracic surgeons as well as specialty, and also there is an alarming low organ donations rate, which means that a lot of people are not signing up for organ donation, which makes it the cardiothoracic intervention not to be easily available. So an abstract from an article that was published by the American Heart Association on April the 4th, 2025, they revealed that over 7,000 heart transplants were performed globally in 2020. Strikingly, 90% of this procedure, they took place in the United States as well as in Western European, while Africa, including South Africa, they only account for less than 10% of this surgery. Mm. So this highlights a deeply uneven global distribution of heart transplant, with Africa, including South Africa, performing only a few or a small fraction of these life-saving surgeries. So this inequality, it underscores the pressing need for strategic investment in healthcare infrastructure, specialized training program for cardiothoracic surgeons, as well as the targeted public awareness campaigns to increase organ donation rates, as well as to foster growth in cardiothoracic surgery. Moreover, as well, what we can do is that our collaborative efforts between the government, the healthcare institution, non-government organization like the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, and private sector stakeholders, they are essential to address these systematic challenges and also to ensure that there is equitable access to life-saving cardiac care for all South Africans.
And Shonisani, part and parcel of heart transplant operations, of course, is organ donation. Why is organ donation crucial for cardiothoracic intervention?
As I've mentioned before, is that organ donation is crucial for cardiothoracic intervention because it provides life-saving opportunity for patients in need of transplant, such as the heart, the lung, or the heart-lung transplant. So without organ donation, the patient that need this heart or lung or heart lung transplant, they will not be able to have a chance of survival or improved quality of life. So organ donations allow cardiothoracic surgeons to replace damaged or diseased organs with healthier one, restoring functions as well as saving life. So this is particularly important for patients with end-stage heart disease or lung disease who may not have no other treatment options. So by donating organs, individuals can give others a second chance at life, making organ donation a vital component of cardiothoracic care.
And Shonisani, what message would you like to leave with our listeners this week, and how can they get in touch with the Heart and Stroke Foundation should they have more questions, or if they want to learn more about Heart and Heart Awareness Month?
The message that we would love to leave with the listeners this week is that we should prioritize our heart health as well as organ donation awareness. So if a person is interested in learning more about cardiothoracic intervention or registering as an organ donor, they can reach out to local healthcare providers or organ donation organizations. Together, we can support life-saving research as well as improve treatment options for those that are in need of it. So if listeners have more questions or they need more information, they can call us on 021-422-1586, and they can also visit our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za.
Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and keep the hearts healthy, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you so much to the listeners. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you then. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the team leader, nutrition team leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, chatting to us today about week two of Heart Awareness Month. And this chat will be on our website later today.